This is the first episode of the Poodles and Poetry Readings podcast. Thanks for listening. Any and all support is great. Just listen whenever you can. I'll take any kind of support. Like I said, I really appreciate it. The poems I'm going to be reading from are from my poetry collection called Free Poetry for Starving Luchadors. Now, that is, of course, free. So I put free in the name. You could find it on Nook, you could find it on Kindle, you could find it on iTunes, it's on Smashwords, it's on the Barnes & Noble website, it's on Amazon. It's pretty much on everywhere that's important, and you don't have to pay a damn dime. And you get 400 free poems. If you like poetry, I don't know what else you could be asking for. So, these poems I'll be reading from right now, they are the first 10 in my collection. I hope you like them and you come back for more next week. The first one is called Slacker Love Song. Those slackers have bigger heart than you think. I should know. My head legendarily wanders through the clouds. What those willing slaves who get pissy at a slacker don't know is that we think all day. So much so it gets in the way of everything else. Those thoughts are not meaningless either. They're always about our dreams, our escape. We refuse to settle for some crummy town the rest of the world takes pride in. We want to see what's out there, and the only reason we do such a bad job at the menial task is because they're just that. Menial. Meaningless. We want meaning, we'll chase our dreams into hell even if the fires burn our ass. Give a slacker, a wanderer, a chance to bring all that is in his head to life, and he'll build homes. He'll build the most powerful future you've ever seen. What Gandalf taught. We are all on the verge of walking a straight line to death, and the only option for true growth is veering off to the left, wandering in the way Gandalf taught us. Not completely off in the woods, but just far enough to see where the chipmunks play. Everybody with blood in their heart runs the risk of being the old man who feels strongly about keeping Christ and Christmas and wants the world to know this with his bumper stickers. Don't be that guy. That guy is set in his ways like a boulder entrenched in the dirt. The old man has only known one way, nothing else, sitting stagnant until the air no longer comes out of him. He thinks he knows the world and gives everything he sees a clear, concise definition. He doesn't know that his little world stands in a bigger world that's small compared to this infinite, mega-sized, unending, colossal universe that is 99% dark and 1% nuclear explosive light. Don't ever be that guy. Wander. Give yourself time to think. Come to terms with knowing nothing. Enjoy that while you watch the sun splash on you like glittering gold. It's true, not all that glitters is gold, as Gandalf said, but you can damn sure try to shine. Toxic Miracle. I saw a poison white fungus growing out of the ends of the park bench. This was pure toxic inspiration. Life, good or bad, toxic or vivacious, had a way of growing anywhere. All it needed was some air and a little light to break through. The day may come where we'll go, but life, the most brilliant entity in all our universe, will figure out a way. It always does. Callie. The old lady ignored her poor black poodle, Callie. She buzzed the hair in her head and locked the dog out of the bedroom at night. Callie grew gray hairs, sad and alone. All she wanted was a friend for bed and a foot to lick. For many years, centuries in people time, a millennium poodle divinations, she sobbed outside. Shut up, you old mutt, the lady yelled, flaky grandma chips falling from her cruel mouth. But Callie wasn't a mutt or a mix of anything. She was pure poodle. Sunshine came when the bat finally died. Callie found a home with the lady doctor. Soon the white poodle friend came to play. Around the same time, the feet for her to lick multiplied from 2 to 4 in the house. Callie was an old lady herself when she got her new home, but all this joy had to have added 5 more years. She was a goner in her old life, now she had a brand new lease. Single-celled hero. For 2 billion years, life on Earth was a baby, blobby, tiny ball of chemical cells. Somehow we've become this complicated thinker of a creature that figured out our molecular past. From this miracle, we can choose to fill our bucket any way we please. We can love, we can sit in a room, jack off all day, stew in a black swoon, and do nothing. Becoming that black miracle, do little jack off monkey beast again. It's all our choice. A surprise entrance from the muse. This morning, I woke up thinking I wasn't going to write. It was going to be one of those busy days. The second day of being in a waiting room, me figuring my head wouldn't be in the right place. Then I took a walk to that first coffee of the day. The itch came. I got an idea for a poem. Then came another idea, this one. The muse was calling me. She said it was okay. You can write just a few pieces and then return to life. For now, this downtime belongs to me. With her nails, she scratched open my head. The ideas came in like a plume of water falling from a cliff. The colors of the water were bright, vibrant. They soaked me, fighting to get from my head and shooting to my fingers to create these words. I thank the muse. She always knew best for me. Russia, home of the God Killers. Since the early 2000s, they knew Apophis, the astrological rock of chaos, was headed for the Earth. It wasn't until winter 2028, months before the crash, did the world's powers decide to address the issue. Let us pray, said the president. The Lord will save us. Praise Allah, said the Shah. We have known Judgment Day was near for centuries. You're all fools, said Putin. You break trade agreements and now you'll kill us. I work with none of you. Russia will save us. Putin walked away and the nations argued. The next day, he put $1 billion into the accounts of the NASA staff, from janitors to the daintiest of America's great physicists, and had them shipped over to Moscow to be a part of a new KGB space exploration initiative. The Ruskies have a penchant for being bad motherfuckers, and this was just one of those moments. You have money. You have resources, Putin told the group. Today, Russia's mightier than God. Smash the heavens now and forever. NASA's former janitorial staff clapped loudest, and they were made head of KGB security. The finest of Russia's men and women were at their beck and call. Once again, the Russians were showing why they were bad motherfuckers. On the 3rd of February 2029, the KGB Space Initiative sent a pulsing wave from the center of their station while the United States publicly shamed the president for saying women presidents aren't funny. The Ruskies sent the God of Chaos running scared from their orbit, and the world rejoiced over Russia's heroism. You know this happened in the United States if you read page 29 of your newspapers, the part behind the lacrosse scores.